I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Recent changes in the Middle East renew a decades-long discussion about borders and control. Nuna with Triumph and Mercy Lebanon says a secret 1916 treaty called the Sykes-Picot Agreement created the Middle Eastern countries we know today.
The French and the British, after World War I, they divided the lands according to their areas of influence. We are now just seeing a new Sykes-Picot. The map of the Middle East is changing.
2 years of war between Israel and Hamas have led to a new push for Palestinian statehood. Shifting power dynamics in Syria and Lebanon leave vulnerable populations in limbo. Triumph and Mercy Lebanon is on the ground, delivering help and hope to those who need it most.
Pray for the region in general, for the remapping of the region according to God's design so that countries would be aligned to his purposes and not man-made alignments.
Also, many believing Iranians seek refuge outside of Iran, but their suffering often continues. Robert Duncan from Middle East Concern says,
but often, if the persecution is severe, they don't have a lot of time to prepare.
Many have been arrested for their faith and forced to pay bail, often losing property and savings. Most then flee to Turkey, Armenia, or Georgia, where new challenges await. Their first hurdle is legalizing their stay, often through an asylum claim. Even when eligible, many Christian refugees are still unjustly denied amid the global asylum crisis. And if accepted, life in the system brings little health care, education, or work.
They're in a situation where they don't know when it's going to end, and it can be very wearing.
Pray for Iranian believers who seek a safe home. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.